President-elect Donald Trump is being called on to disavow the white nationalist group, the National Policy Institute, which held a conference blocks from the White House this past weekend. The Institute's president, Richard B. Spencer, claims to have coined the phrase alt-right to describe white nationalist, white supremacist, racist, misogynist, and anti-Semitic groups. Here's an excerpt from his keynote.
America was, until this past generation, a white country designed for ourselves and our posterity. It is our creation. It is our inheritance, and it belongs to us.
Well, Spencer got stiff-armed Nazi salutes from the crowd at that moment, and later when he praised the president-elect.
Hail Trump! Hail our people! Hail victory!
Well, arms were also raised before that speech on Friday when the National Policy Institute, NPI, held a banquet at the Italian restaurant chain Maggiano's Little Italy in Chevy Chase, Maryland. Pictures showed people at the banquet making Sieg Heil Nazi salutes. Protesters then came into the restaurant and forced it to close. Well, Maggiano's first issued a statement apologizing for closing, blaming it on the protesters' disruption, saying the restaurant serves all people, from the Obama's daughter's birthday party to a Trump breakfast meeting to a private dinner for Bernie Sanders. Then they issued another apology for inadvertently hosting a hateful Nazi event. Steve Provo is president of Maggiano's Little Italy. He joins us now. And Steve, this has been a difficult week for your chain. But do you think maybe you missed the mark in that first apology by not first denouncing the group that caused the protest?
I think we did, Robin. I think the thing to keep in mind is this reservation was made very last minute on Friday afternoon. And it was the organization did not identify itself as NPI. In fact, it identified itself as a family reunion. And even Friday night when protesters arrived, it was pretty chaotic. We had no idea exactly what they were protesting. The banquet had been a pretty normal banquet like the thousands we host every year. The next morning after we posted that first post explaining that we welcome everyone, we happened to see that awful tweet with the guests making a Heil Hitler salute. And that really, really offended us. Keep in mind, in the restaurant business like Maggiano's, we welcome guests of every culture and creed and economic background. We host Korean first birthdays and bar mitzvahs and first communion parties. And our teammates hail from every country around the world. We have leaders in our company from the Philippines and in India and in Mexico. And so for us, that image was really deeply offensive.
But what would you have done had you known it was a white supremacist group?
I honestly don't know. We never, when we take a reservation, we don't ask for people's political background. And like I said, there was nothing in that event as it was going on that was extraordinary in any way until the protesters arrived. If we had known in advance that it was white supremacy, we would have simply said that that's not consistent with our values. But we didn't, and so we did what we do well, and then we had to react to it.
Well, we could be entering some interesting territory in Washington, D.C. You know, at that conference, Richard Spencer celebrated the victory of Donald Trump as the victory of will. That's a reference to the Nazi propaganda film. And Donald Trump's chief strategist, Steve Bannon, was the head of Breitbart and proudly proclaimed that his was a platform for the alt-right, which includes this group. Would you ban a Steve Bannon?
I don't know. Robin, honestly, I'm not a politician. I'm a restaurant person. I know how to make marinara sauce and make guests feel special. My biggest takeaway from the last 3 days is that this country desperately needs to bring people to sit down together around a table and to talk and have fun, which is what restaurants like Maggiano's do. Anything beyond that, that's not what we do for a business or a living. And we would hope to still be able to welcome Democratic groups and Republican groups and hope that this is just an aberration that's occurring and that our action to donate the proceeds of this event, once we found out what this group really was, to the Anti-Defamation League, makes the statement to our guests that we were as offended by those photos as anyone.
Yeah. I happen to know a group of largely African-American high schoolers from the Cambridge, Massachusetts area who were in your restaurant the week before for their field trip to Washington, D.C. You know, are you thinking about those kinds of tourists maybe sitting right next to somebody raising a Nazi salute?
Yeah, no, it's really offensive and really awful. And like I say, we embrace and welcome everyone. I mean, the coolest thing about Mahjong's, if you've ever worked in a scratch kitchen, you've got a dishwasher from Ethiopia, you've got a line cook from the Philippines, and you've got the prep cook from Mexico. You have to suspend all biases, and people work together for one common cause. And so we found really offensive the photos and the Heil Hitler salutes that were going on. And that's why we took the extraordinary action we did of closing down the restaurant and then making that donation to the ADL. I hope we never get in that situation again. But we are in an unusual place as a country right now.
Steve Provost, president of Maggiano's Little Italy, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.